We're back in the library. That means it must be time for the Bible's Greatest Mysteries from Skywatch TV. Welcome. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, and I cannot believe how quickly these 4 weeks have gone with L.A. Marzulli.
He's so interesting. It's no wonder that he's one of the most popular conference speakers and always in demand for even secular programs like Coast to Coast AM. He is a dynamic speaker who's really done a lot of research into these mysterious megalithic structures that go back literally thousands and thousands of years.
He also discusses the whole alien idea, which I think is another one of those questions that many of you have and your kids and grandkids are asking you all about it. Are there aliens? And in fact, Josh Peck's film from last year deals with that whole topic.
The Great Delusion. L.A. Marzulli, one of the speakers featured in that. I was honored to be a part of that as well, but Josh and I did a lot of research. Well, so did you, as we were all in Roswell for the 70th anniversary of the famous UFO crash, 1947. We were there in 2017.
Oh, yes. In fact, that whole area, the Southwest, has L.A.'s been down there a number of times. Tom's been there recording, not just in that area, but also at the Four Corners area, where you've got ancient sites that seem to indicate not only habitation by a group that are called now the Anasazi, they didn't call themselves that probably, but that there may have been cannibalism.
Yeah, there's good evidence for that, and that's not something that a lot of folks want to hear, but the evidence speaks for itself, and when you're doing that kind of forensic archaeology, the evidence is compelling that that exactly was going on.
And there, the evidence clearly shows that the design of the buildings and many of the rock art, the petroglyphs, are indicative of some sort of worship of the sun.
Yeah. And
the moon.
In fact, the moon
cycles were in there, too.
And that's something that is found all over the country. And I just started doing some research on that in recent months as we're working on research for our next book, tentatively titled The Gates of Hell. As we were comparing the symbolism and the imagery of the ancient world, especially the serpent imagery, that connects, of course, to the Serpent Mound in Ohio. But there are other mounds with that serpent shape in the United States. Settlers who moved into Ohio and Indiana found literally hundreds and hundreds of megalithic mounds. Some of the more famous, of course, the Great Serpent Mound in Ohio. You've got the earthworks at Newark, Ohio. Cahokia, just across the river from St. Louis, and Monk's Mound there, which covers more ground than the Great Pyramid of Giza. So I've been doing some reading on this and finding that it appears a lot of these structures were aligned to the stars, specifically to aid in the cosmology of the tribes. And we're talking now, the Cahokia mounds were abandoned sometime around 1250 AD. The area there in the Four Corners region, the Anasazi, that civilization collapsed around 1300 AD, they believe. But there are some oral traditions among the Lenni Lenape Indians or the Delaware Indians that goes back much, much further and includes stories of giants. However this all played out, and they're still working to try to piece this together, and the scholars don't all agree on this, but there seems to have been the emergence of a group of people in the western half of the United States sometime around 1500 BC that included a lot of men, perhaps a ruling caste, men and women, a ruling class that were very tall. Women between 6 and 7 feet, men between 7 and 8 feet, some even above 8 feet. And those bones, many of those, were found in the eastern half of the United States later on. The oral tradition told by the Lenni Lenape is that they reached the Mississippi River, that they were guided by a revelation that they were to find a promised land in the eastern United States. They were opposed by a group living east of the Mississippi called the Allegawi, or as we would say it now in modern English, Allegheny, who against whom they fought a war and eventually prevailed and then crossed over into the eastern half of the United States. And they built a lot of these mounds, constructed these, and this would have been, this war probably took place within a few centuries of the birth of Jesus. So around the time of the Roman Empire, you had this war taking place between these groups, and apparently the Allegawi had many of these larger individuals as well. The reports are generally discounted by mainstream archaeologists, But there are so many accounts from the 19th century and early 20th century that it begs credulity to believe that every single one of these accounts written up in newspapers, some of them were major city newspapers like the New York Times.
You can find books about it too.
Yes, and reports even put out by the Smithsonian Institution before they decided this was not part of the official narrative, that record these skeletons between 7 and 8 feet tall, and it just is impossible to believe that literally dozens and dozens and dozens of accounts were all written up by people who didn't know how to work how to measure. So you had all of these giant accounts, and you had these megalithic structures aligned to the stars, generally with the lunar cycle, the 18-and-a-half-year lunar cycle, because it was believed, in some cases, aligning with the Milky Way, as that was believed to be the pathway, the portal that led the dead to the netherworld.
The Milky Way, which David Flynn believes represents the Ouroboros.
The serpent that surrounds all of creation, the snake eating its own tail.
Right, which gets us back to serpent, you know, imagery and the great serpent mound in Kentucky, and also the serpent at the place of the serpent, Bashan, in Israel. We've got our last interview with Elie Marzouli, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's a shame that we only got 4 interviews with him.
Absolutely. But
getting back here.
Absolutely. Well, UFOs have gone mainstream, and so we took the opportunity to talk to somebody who's been researching this topic for a long, long time, Elie Marzouli, straight ahead on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive 3-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles 3 of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into 1 massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation, and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library, and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Shifting gears, the Pentagon is finally getting ready to release a report on what it knows about, I guess the cool kids now call them unidentified aerial phenomena,
oh, yes,
UAPs. Us old guys, we call them UFOs. You've been talking about this for quite some time. What do you think the Pentagon's going to reveal, and what do you think these things actually are?
I think the Pentagon will give us the typical Texas two-step. They'll say, well, we don't think they're aliens, but we can't rule that out. They've kind of already hinted at that. They may talk about biologicals. That's how they may couch it. They may say, well, we're looking at biologicals, but we're not sure what they are. So we know that the phenomenon is real, is burgeoning and not going away. We know that according to Commander David Fravor, that was the first step, Tucker Carlson 2017. That's what led to the book UFO Disclosure. When Fravor's on Tucker Carlson, and when Carlson asks him, what do you think this tic-tac-shaped object was that moved away from you like a bullet out of a gun, Fravor's own words, what do you think this was? Fravor looks right at the camera and says, whatever this was not from this Earth. To your point, unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAPs, somehow it's okay to talk about it as long as you say UAPs. But if you say UFOs, you get deleted from Facebook or whatever. The bottom line is it's the same phenomena that we've been looking at for decades. I wrote this in 1999. That's where the phrase, the coming great deception, that's where it comes from, the book Nephilim. And in that book, it was a novel, but the research was 10 years in the making. And finally, Zondervan picked it up in 98, and it took that long. It was released in 97. It was released in 1999, became a CBA bestseller list. And it talks about the coming great deception, and one of the characters in the book labels the so-called extraterrestrial presence, the revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence, as the great deception. And it what it does is it heralds to the... back into 2 Thessalonians, the idea that don't be troubled in word or letter that the day of the Lord has come, because that day will not happen until the apostasia happens, the falling away, the departure happens. Then the man of sin will be revealed. So that's a very controversial subject, because some say that departure means rapture. It may mean that. Others believe in the apostasia. What if it's dual meaning? Gary Stearman and I have bandied this about for the last decade, literally. And I think we come to a point of agreement where it could be a dual prophecy. Departure, we go up, they show up, another phrase. But it can also create the apostasy, because let's say are you aware that there's a TV series that's going to be shown in the fall where this is what it says this. 140 million people have mysteriously vanished from the earth and no one knows where they are. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What does that sound like,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So out of the 2 billion Christians on the planet, right, how many of them are born again and spirit-filled? Jesus warns us, tells us, that unless you're born again and spirit-filled, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. His word's not mine. Well, what does that mean? Well, you need to find that out if you don't know. But when you ask the Spirit of living God into your heart, when we confess and believe in our heart and say with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he died for us on Calvary, that's the entrance exam. That's how we get in. So how many people have never really done that, that call themselves Christians but in fact are not? And then we get the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 have oil in their lamp, 5 don't. So in my opinion, that's a type of the rapture. The 5 that have oils, they go in with the bridegroom. The 5 that don't, they don't get in. So what if, and this is a huge what if it's exactly what we go up to 140 million or whatever it is, people that are raptured and meet him in the air, and then the rest of these people are here, and they will say that, well, we have to take those people somewhere because they weren't ready for the paradigm shift. And when they show up, this is the great falling away. So there's that duality where the apostasia would happen, because the remnant is going to go and believe in the new religion. Why do I say new religion? Because Barack Obama said that 2 weeks ago. He said that, E.T. is going to bring us a new religion. I'm paraphrasing, but that's where he's getting at.
But even the Vatican has said something similar.
Absolutely.
That if these are bringing to us perhaps a different gospel, we may need to rethink our theology.
And they're going to rethink their theology. And that will become the global one world religious system. And I've been saying this for years. It's one thing to jump on the bandwagon, and we've seen people do that now, and that's fine, because this is what's hot, and people are, jumping in on it. But look, our film is for free. You can watch the film by going to streaming.lamarzulli.net. Streaming.lamarzulli.net. Go to our website, the UFO Disclosure Film. It's for free. Why are we doing it for free? Because we feel it's that important. We're in the window of time where all this is coming down. People need to be armed. Christians need to be armed. They need to understand that this is the coming great deception. It will cause the apostasy. You get the departure, but then the remnant that there go, well, I'm not going to believe in this anymore. The great falling away begins to happen. So it's being unveiled. 2 Thessalonians, again, a little later on in that chapter 2, because they did not believe the truth, God sends them strong delusion. What's the truth? The truth is that Jesus spoke everything into existence. He created all things. All things came from him. He is before all things. He holds all things together. That's our Lord. That's Jesus. Well, people don't believe that. What do they believe? They believe in the Darwinian paradigm, where somehow over billions of years, this mindless thing called evolution just created the complexities of life that we see all around us, including a deoxyribonucleic double helix of life, which is preposterous because that is just a mind-boggling code. So the neo-Darwinists are looking out there, panspermia. They're looking out for ET as our progenitors, our creators. And you know, it's one thing, and you know, you've been at many conferences. We've been at conferences together, and I've been banging this drum forever. And in 2017, everything changed. And so I think they'll come out, and well, the Pentagon's already stated that we have in our possession off-world vehicles not made on this earth, which immediately begs the question, who's making them? What do they look like?
You know? Who created them?
Yeah, we want to know. So it's coming down, and I just find it incredible because this is the ultimate game changer. This is the ultimate paradigm shift. When they show up, the entire planet, everything changes. You think COVID created changes on this planet? When they show up, the entire world just goes like this in lockstep.
So just to be very clear for people watching, your belief is that these entities are not actually coming from another solar system somewhere else in the galaxy.
I believe that they are interdimensional entities. They are nefarious intruders, as Gary Stearman likes to call them. The Bible calls them the angelic hosts, but these are the bad guys. And angels, we've already discussed in a previous show, it's such a limiting term. These are powerful entities that habitually lie. Who was the father of lies? And what's not being told in any of these clips on Fox News, CNN, and all media everywhere, New York Times, Scientific American, I mean, it's everywhere, the whole UFO thing now, it's getting a lot of traction. What they're not talking about are abductions, mutilations, both cattle and human, the implants, that we were the only Christian team on the planet that actually had a man who was abducted. And I remember people would laugh at me because of that, and laugh at me and deride me because of talking about implants and all that. Well, we got Bill, and we saw the implant, and it was on x-rays and CAT scans and ultrasound, and we went to take it out in the operating room. The thing vanished. We couldn't find it. Where previously, 2 weeks ago, we found it in less than a minute. Now it's the day of the operation. We can't find it. And the Holy Spirit goes, you need to take authority over this thing. And I prayed out loud in the operating room, Father, if there are powers that are cloaking this device, I pray that you would break your power and do it soon, which is exactly what happened. This thing comes in, and then we removed it. It's all on film, and he was taken. He was taken by them at 5 years old, and he was implanted. Well, what are they doing this for? Well, I'm glad you asked. What they are doing it for, these are, in my opinion, this is a total conjecture on my part. This is the prototype of the mark of the beast. It's not the mark, but it's the prototype of the mark. Whoever is doing it has spent, well, we know who's doing it, has spent an inordinate amount of time, effort, and energy in putting these things in people. And the one we took out was basically about 40 years old. And I could cut it with a razor knife, which we did 2 days later at Steel Lab. The one before that, the implant prior to that, was put in very recently. It was so hard and made of a metal that they didn't know what it was. They could only cut it open in a laboratory with a laser, laser beam. They couldn't cut it with a diamond saw, had to take it to a laboratory, and everyone left the room. People were freaked out. They don't know, because no one knew whether it was going to explode. We have no idea. So they set the thing up, and the laser opened it up. They found double-walled carbon nanotubes in this thing. It's so sophisticated, we have no idea what it does. What I think it is the precursor to the mark. which you get in the back of the hand and the forehead. When they show up, they'll tell us that we've got this little chip which you can put in, and that will give you a DNA upgrade. It will change your DNA. You become the seed of the dragon. We talked about this in a previous show, Genesis 3:15. You take the implant, you become a modern-day Nephilim, which is why you wind up in the lake of fire. It's the only time in Scripture that I've ever been able to find out where there's no grace and mercy. The only time there's no grace and mercy is like Sodom and Gomorrah. There's none because their genome is contaminated. They've taken on the seed of the serpent on some level. Now, people can agree or disagree with that, but something is going on with the mark that changes the host's DNA, where you wind up in the lake of fire, there is no grace and mercy.
This sounds a lot like the fourth industrial revolution the World Economic Forum has been talking about, the merging of biology and technology to upgrade
singularity.
Our...
Singularity, here
yeah.
we go.
So this... There's
Derek, they're all on board. They're all on board. They're rushing towards it. And then people like yourself and, you know, Al Barino and Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and, you know, everybody else. I mean, Gary Stearman, we're all looking at the stuff from a biblical viewpoint going, oh, my gosh, this is the beast system. It's no longer, you know, in the book of Revelation. It's happening right in front of our eyes. It's unbelievable.
The end game here, then, this false disclosure, it reminds me of the Twilight Zone episode where these alien saviors show up, the Kenimiths, and they've got all of these gifts that they pass out to humanity, free energy and unlimited energy and bounty, and these crops that grow and bloom anywhere and everywhere. The deserts are blooming, and now we want to take some of you to visit our home planet. And they leave behind a book, which they finally decode and say, "Wait a minute, it's a cookbook." It almost seems like that was. I know they didn't intend it as prophetic, but it almost sounds prophetic.
The agenda that they have is a very dark one. It's to enslave mankind, and it will enslave mankind. What we've seen with COVID, Wuhan flu, is extremely draconian. California is still locked down. Canada is still locked down. And so we look at COVID and all this restriction, and now they're talking about COVID passports and this and that and the other thing. It's like, wait a minute, why are we doing all this? You know, and I just think this is not the beast system, but it's a precursor to the beast system.
Is this
where it's headed?
Do you see a parallel between this and the promise of a better, happier future, heaven on earth, and what the Watchers promised the world before the flood?
Same thing. It's nothing's new. You'll be like a god. Take this and you'll live. Take this implant. You'll live 300 to 500 years disease free, and by then we might be able to make you immortal. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to say? But, you know, the Bible talks about all this very specifically. We're not to take the mark, that this is from the dragon's kingdom, that he will enslave the entire human race, because people don't understand, but the dragon hates us. He hates us because he just hates us.
Do you not know you will judge angels?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
You've done some amazing work over your years. You mentioned your novel Nephilim, and that fact was what first attracted my attention. I first heard an evangelist preach on Genesis 6 at the age of 35. I'd never heard it in a church until then. And your novel was the only book in our local St. Louis County Library branch that mentioned the Nephilim. And Nephilim, UFOs, who is this guy? Because I think he's onto something. But that's led to where we are today. And I appreciate your work. I appreciate your courage in being willing to go out and say publicly what will get most people deplatformed, not to mention the ridicule that you often take, not just from skeptics, but also from other Christians. So just so people know where they can find your work, where's the best place to follow the work of L.A. Marzulli?
LAMarzulli.net. The film is there for free. Download it, watch it, Disclosure, The Coming Great Deception, The Luciferian Endgame, because that's what it is. LAMarzulli.net. Also on our YouTube account, L.A. Marzulli. Search Disclosure. It's also on streaming.lamarzulli.net. I would just ask you to pass it forward. Share it with your friends, your family, your pastor, priest, imam, rabbi, whatever. Pass it forward. People need to understand that these are not entities from Zeta Reticuli or some other faraway planet. They are interdimensional entities. They are the fallen watchers. They are the evil ones. There's a very nefarious agenda, and it will completely change everything on this planet when they show up.
L.A., thank you for taking time out. It has been an honor, and truly an honor and a blessing to have you here on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries.
All mine, but thank you.
The Gospel of E.T.
I know. I didn't even get the bag out this time.
I started talking, and that
time flies for the bag. But that, I think that's okay, because the stories that are in here, because you and I did take a peek at it before we started recording, they have to do with that very idea of worshiping not just the ancestors, but also the kings of old,
right,
and the great beings from afar. And many of these megalithic sites point to the rising of Orion or the setting of Orion, or point to Sirius, and they indicate a belief that those gods from the stars are coming back.
That is a New Age belief, too. This is an idea
It's an old age belief that they call new.
Exactly, yes. It's an old deception that has just been repackaged for the modern world. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that's discussed in Josh Peck's documentary, The Great Delusion. And we highly recommend it, because it looks at it, the subject, from a number of different angles. What are UFOs? What is alien abduction? And why does this matter to us as Christians? It's because it's an alternate spirituality, as we discovered when we went to Roswell, that many of the people who were there and who go to these UFO festivals are there looking for the answers that are in the Bible.
Oh, exactly. And I would recommend, if you want a book about this, Exo Vaticana is very good, but also The Day the Earth Stands Still that you wrote with Josh Peck.
Right. And we addressed those issues there and looked at this alternate spirituality and showed very plainly that there's a clear dot connection between the occult teachings that arose in the 19th century with Helena Blavatsky and Aleister Crowley and the modern ancient aliens idea. It comes right out of the occult.
It is. What goes around comes around, and the fallen realm are taking advantage of that. So let's teach our kids truth.
Amen to that. Again, you can send us questions. Questions from the Bible that you would like us to address, bgm@skywatchtv.com, and go to our website for the latest information on our tour of Israel, our forthcoming planned tour of Turkey, and more, biblesgreatestmysteries.tv.
And the next 2 weeks, we're going to be dealing with your questions, and it'll just be the two of us talking.
Yes, as we dive deep into Scripture to find answers for the Bible's greatest mysteries.